welcome to the Fighter Pilot Professor, episode 20. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on between Israel and Iran, sort of a revisit a little bit of some topics we had before. And what's the purpose of receiving mentorship, or how do I find one? How do I find a mentor? Hope you enjoy, and we'll dive right in. So recently, minor controversy maybe, the brink of war perhaps is upon us as the Israeli Air Force or the Israeli military struck Iranian targets in Syria. So what gives here? It's likely no secret to most people here that Iran and Israel are avowed enemies. Iran has one of its stated national objectives is to rid the planet of Israel. As you could imagine, the Israelis don't take too kindly to that, so they often push back against this sort of thing. So what's going on specifically with this incident? Well, in this particular case, the Israelis targeted some Iranian officials who operate Iranian proxies throughout the region. So we've talked about the Houthis and Hamas as being Iranian proxies. So the Iranians have several, if you will, semi-governmental groups that sponsor or support groups like the Houthis and Hamas and others, right? And those two groups are the Iranian Republican Guard Corps, which is more of a military organization. They have their own navy, they have army, etc. And the Quds Force, which is a sort of paramilitary organization akin to a cross between the CIA and Special Forces, perhaps, right? And their whole lot in life is to go abroad from Iran proper and support groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and so forth, right? So they are actively abroad and supplying, supporting, advising, etc., these groups that that are doing Iran's bidding in the region. In this particular case, the Israeli Air Force targeted a Quds Force, or likely a Quds Force group, using a building proximate to the Iranian embassy in Damascus. So this is a big deal for several reasons. One, it's an Israeli strike on Iranians in Syria, which is a big deal. Two, it's a part of the building targeted by the Israelis or exploded by the Israelis, depending on how you look at it, is either part of or adjacent to the Iranian embassy in Damascus. And that is a big deal because, typically speaking, embassies are off limits for military operations such as this, right? So this is an unfolding problem here in the Middle East, and sort of ratcheting up the already high level of tension in the region between the Israelis and Iran and its proxy groups. So that's a little bit of what's going on out there. Obviously, more to follow as the events unfold, but at least for the last few days, it's been quiet, although the Iranians have expressed strongly their dislike of what happened. For the most part, the international community has been quiet on this front. So we'll see what unfolds. My guess is that we'll likely lead to a further escalation in this proxy war between the Israelis and the Iranians, and sort of when you mix in the whole thing that's going on in Gaza, it just adds fuel to the fire. So there you go. That's what's happening in Israel right now. Okay, so I, as in my various jobs, often provide mentorship to young officers and academics, etc., young folks. But a lot of them don't, you know, they kind of understand what it is they're trying to do, but a lot of folks don't necessarily know what is a mentor and why do I need one, right? And so what I would say is, the best way to describe a mentor, if you are a younger person or a person that's new to a field, is somebody who's going to guide you through the things and the processes and the places that you are that are new to you, right? So if you're new to the working world, if you're new to a specific business, if you're new to a specific job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then it is helpful often to have a mentor who can kind of show you the ropes. Typically speaking, mentors are people who are older than you who have been through this before, right? So the point of having a mentor is so that you can have somebody to advise you when times are difficult, or have somebody to identify the obstacles and problems that you're going to face before you have to face them, right? Further, a mentor can help advocate for you in within that industry, place, business, whatever it is that you are, right? So if you have a mentor who is in the same organization as you, often that person can be your advocate to help with promotion, to help get good opportunities, et cetera, right? A lot of times, especially, you know, here in America, where we tend to have sort of pull yourself up by your bootstraps thoughts, right? People don't often think about the importance of a mentor, or they sort of say, well, this is like a dirty little trick to have a mentor who's going to pull you up through the ranks. And we'll talk more about like what it takes to be successful as it relates to mentorship, right, from the mentor's perspective here pretty soon. But what I would say is, as a person who's going through trying to succeed in something new, right, having somebody who's on your side and helping you out in these challenges is not a bad thing, right? So actively seek these people out, right? And recognize that often mentorship is a lopsided power structure, right? The person who is the mentor is usually more powerful, more experienced, et cetera, et cetera. And the protege, the person seeking mentorship, is less so, right? But it doesn't mean that it's a one-sided relationship, right? Ideally, you find yourself or you seek out a mentorship or relationship where you bring something to the table for your mentor, right? Whether that's insight into what it is that you do, if you do something different than they do, or whether that's a place where that person can also get the pulse of what's going on in an organization. You know, personally, I often ask the people who come to me for mentorship how things are going at their level, because, you know, from time to time as a leader, you don't have the full picture. So getting that trusted advice from somebody who you have a relationship already as a mentor is important. So what I would offer is, as a protege, as a person seeking mentorship, it's not a one-sided relationship. You bring something to the table often that people who are offering mentorship have, right? And there's obviously different types of mentorship to seek: formal mentorship, informal mentorship. You can do it in lots of ways. But what I would offer is, right, is don't just sort of go up to the person and say, hey, would you like to be my mentor? But develop a personal working relationship with that person and say, hey, I would really like to bend your ear on a couple of things that I'm going through, and I think that you might have something that can help me. And then in return, say, you know, and I'd like to discuss with you other things that are going on in this place that we work, if you're interested in doing that, right? So that's one way to breach that, right? And don't make it about, hey, I'm trying to advance my career and da 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 da, although that may be a byproduct of what it is that you're doing, right? But really what it is that you're trying to learn is, how do I negotiate the place that I'm at? And often, if you frame it that way, people who are frankly, in positions of very high esteem in your organizations will be willing to help you, right? Hope you go out there and seek some mentorship wherever you might find it. Hope that helps and keeps you from questions. All right, so there we go, wrapping up another episode of the Fighter Pilot Professor. Hopefully this Israel-Iran thing doesn't continue to spiral out of control, but we shall see. And go out there and seek some mentors. As always, keep shooting me your questions. Have a good one.